Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, I've said it before and I'll say it again. How lovely you look. How are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Lovely to have you back. I'm great. Now listen, you've been doing fish and you've been doing beef and yeah. You've been doing all sorts.
Keep going, go on.
What have you got today that's...
got something sweet, and I brought in some strawberries over there. Oh, and we're going to talk a summer fruit crumble. Is there nothing nicer than a crumble?
That's gorgeous. I'm crumbling myself. Are you a man from crumbling once? This is... these are enormous.
They're brilliant.
King strawberries.
He's an amazing man.
Who is he?
You know what, Pat Clark, he's based in Stamullen. He supplies us every week in the restaurant, and I just bought you some strawberries.
They're beautiful.
Oh, they're stunning.
This
all hand-picked.
Be
yeah, he's a brilliant
but
man.
They're a fantastic size.
And you know what, he does something very clever. He picks the fruit and he freezes them, and you can get his frozen berries in Dunn's, but when you get them during the summer, like, they're just beautiful. So May until, I think, October.
All right.
And he's just a great grower. Like, he's supplying us at least over 10 years.
Go off, are you serious?
Yeah, so yeah. We always have a name checked in the menu, which we're very proud.
Great to have that relationship with him.
Well, it's just trust, and it's just he's so consistent.
Yeah.
He's a very passionate man, and what he does is he's the best in class.
No, that's
my honest opinion.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
So we have two desserts for you.
Okay.
Well, I said I'd move away from the savoury because I would
give Mark something sweet.
A lovely crumble, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and then one of my favourites, and you know a panna cotta because it originates in Italy. But we're putting an Irish twist into buttermilk. Issue.
Buttermilk?
Yes, Marty.
That'll be interesting.
With some rhubarb, which we'll talk about. But you can serve it with strawberries, so we'll go through that.
Which one to
crumble.
Start?
Crumble, is that okay?
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about our crumble. First of all, the crumble that goes on top. Plain flour, a little bit of butter at room temperature. You rub that in with some light brown sugar. A little bit of cinnamon. Cinnamon is great.
Cinnamon's gorgeous.
So roughly about a teaspoonful goes in there. To give it texture, two things. Some whole blanched almonds, or you can use the flaked almonds, which is fine, finely chopped. If they're flaked, don't chop them. Shelled walnuts are gorgeous, or hazelnuts. So you can mix up the nuts. You can leave them out, obviously, if you have a nut allergy. Rub that all in by hand, not in the food processor, because you want to leave the kind of nuts nice and crumbly. And Marty, that crumble will keep for about 2 weeks in your fridge, which is fantastic. Mm. So remember, it's raw, it's not cooked. Now, onto our fruits. We're going to cook off some red wine. Says you'd love this recipe.
What a waste.
And have a glass. What? I didn't hear that.
I'm joking.
Waste. A little bit of sugar in that. And we're going to put some vanilla pod, or you can use vanilla extract.
Okay.
So just to recap, vanilla extract is more natural than essence, and it's cheaper than a pod, but it's a very good product. So extract or pod is brilliant. Now, what I like is star anise. It's aniseed as licorice.
Yes,
so we put that into the saucepan, some lemon juice, bring that to the boil, let that cook for about 8 to 10 minutes until it's slightly reduced. If you're making a larger amount, what I would do is mix up some corn flour and water, so you thicken it. You want it like a honey consistency, not too heavy, not too gloopy, and not too well set. Then what you do is get your frozen fruits or your fresh. What I would do, if it's fresh, I'll go fresh first, make up the syrup, let it go cold, then stir it over your lovely fresh fruits.
Okay.
If your fruits are frozen, nothing wrong with that, by the way, once they're picked, when they're in season, get your frozen fruits, put them into the hot liquid and let it go cold, and that's your lovely syrup.
Can
I forget about the crumble for a minute, because these fruits are gorgeous. Pavlova, ice cream, pancakes, it's French toast, Marty. It's that's what we actually we serve for breakfast in the morning, French toast, some of these berries and some mascarpone. It's gorgeous, or creme fraiche. It's lovely. Kids like it, you know, or not just kids, adults too. So Marty, that's your fruits done, into a dish, remove the star anise because that will catch in your teeth, you know.
It will, for sure.
Then your crumble goes on top, and that goes into the oven at 180, and that will take roughly about 20 minutes until it's lovely and golden brown. Depends on the thickness of the crumble, but have it cooked through.
Yeah.
Now, two things. Lovely with some whipped cream, custard, whatever you want to, but a little bit of citrus mascarpone cream. So mascarpone cheese is like a creamy Italian
cheese. That's right.
The rind of some orange, lemon and lime, excuse me. Just grate that in. A little bit of vanilla. So half a vanilla pod goes into your fruits, half goes into that, but you can use the extract again, and then ice and sugar. You mix that all together. Now, that's a rich, heavy cream.
I was just going to say, that's quite the mixture.
Yeah, it is quite the mixture.
You know, like you've had your lunch.
Well, do you know what I'd love? Okay, so that's optional, but a scoop of vanilla ice cream, Mark.
Oh,
would you be happy
with
that?
Vanilla's always a joy.
Or simple creme fraiche.
Yes,
Which would be lovely. Because it's acidic and it's not too heavy, and it'll cut through the richness of that. Mm. You're going to kill me now. Some caramel sauce, caster sugar, you caramelise that in a pot.
You see, caramel
cream
sauce
goes in. Hold on now. Then some butter. And no one knew you'd put a good tablespoon or half a bottle of rum into it. And
no,
I'm only joking you. You have the most delicious caramel sauce, gorgeous. Now, it is sweet.
Remind me how you do the caramel sauce.
You get your sugar into the saucepan.
Yeah.
You actually boil it. And then it goes black. Kind of like, not black. Brown. Sorry, not
brown,
black.
Brown.
You're in trouble.
Black and burnt. Yes.
Then add in your cream. Then add in your butter. It's in the recipe, so it's quite straightforward.
Excellent. Okay.
But that on its own is lovely with ice cream.
Yeah.
So you can just have your fruits, your crumbs, and whipped cream, or you can have your lovely ice cream, which
gorgeous.
You don't need the mascarpone, because I knew by Marty's reaction, he said, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, because that's lovely.
That's okay.
Because this is for after.
Yeah.
For after your lunch.
Or whatever you're having yourself for dinner, you know.
But it's a lovely, when you get fruits in season, we'll just recap, and that lovely crumble, is there anything nice?
It's beautiful. It's a great thing.
You know, I know we talk about apple crumble, that's more wintry for me.
Yes,
when apples and pears are in season.
Rhubarb is great.
Rhubarb would be great. That's a good
rhubarb.
We'll talk about rhubarb in a minute.
I love rhubarb.
So do I.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And my granny, you know, I remember when we first started out in open house, she used to send you and Mary Kennedy eggs.
That's
she
right.
She was 92. Well, her daughter is still alive, thank God, Kate, and she grows the most beautiful rhubarb and sends us down.
Go away.
So that's the kind of family tradition.
Yeah,
you know.
It's very important.
But it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Rhubarb is a lovely thing. Yeah, yeah. And
so,
again, I think it reminds us of, because it was a staple dessert, if you will, back in the day.
Well, that is true. And I think in my childhood, me and my twin, we used to hate weed in the garden.
Yes, of course you did.
As cauliflower rhubarb, and our summer job was to weed the garden. And then at the end of it, you get money, you go in and buy football gloves or soccer.
Of course you would, of course.
Whatever it was when we were young.
It's funny.
But good memories. But
the
rhubarb
is part of that childhood.
So, Marty, we're going to poach rhubarb for this recipe. This is our panna cotta. We'll talk about the panna cotta first, if that's okay.
Sure.
We're going to use 4 leaves of gelatin, which you need to soak in cold water, and then cream, 400 mils, buttermilk, which is interesting. So, there's lovely acidity in buttermilk.
Is that why you're particularly going for it here?
I think so. Now, if you don't like buttermilk, remember a few weeks ago we spoke about coconut milk.
Yes,
which
indeed.
Was gorgeous. Gorgeous.
That was the one you mentioned. That's right. That's right.
And that's from the Saba, and it's part of the Simply Better collection. It's really lovely. You could use that just for a little bit of a difference and a twist.
Okay.
Always put the cream in. So buttermilk means set cream. It's an Italian dessert. You've had it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And then a little bit of vanilla, a split. You bring that to the boil. You have the sugar in there too. And then you bring it to the boil. Then you lift out your gelatin leaves that are soft from cold water.
That's right.
Put that into the hot liquid. Bring it to the boil, and that's it done. It's
that's
as
it
easy
done.
As that. No eggs. So simple. Set it into a little Dario mold or a martini glass,
posh it up.
Yeah, something. You can unmold it or you can leave it just whole.
Yeah.
Posh it up. I love that
posh
word.
It up. No,
posh
it's a lovely
it up.
Idea.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
This dessert has got to be made probably the night before. So if you're having a dinner party or you're entertaining...
Why is it too...
It needs a set.
Oh, it needs a set.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, good question. It needs a set. So a little dish will look really well, or a lovely little... You know those double bubble glasses, you know, that we use in the restaurant? They're lovely. Martini glasses.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So a rhubarb, which... I know you like rhubarb.
I do.
Red wine, some cast sugar, cinnamon stick this time now. So we're using the cinnamon and the crumble, but the cinnamon, whole cinnamon stick in that. Bring that to the boil, a little bit of vanilla extract or skin, we said, or the pod, and then a little bit of ginger. So that's interesting.
Oh, ginger.
Ginger is great with rhubarb, Marty. It really is. Bring that to the boil, and then with your rhubarb, if you look at my small little finger, you cut it about that size, Marty. Okay,
okay now I'm
top and tail.
Explain, for go those on. Of you who don't have a visual on this, you're from the you're about halfway down your finger, right?
You're right, yeah.
About halfway
there.
Down, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There
okay.
we go.
Halfway down your little finger.
So cut it into small little bite-sized pieces. Make up your syrup.
Yeah.
When it's kind of reduced for about maybe 8 to 10 minutes, put in your rhubarb. Let it cook for about 2 to 3 minutes, depending on the thickness of the rhubarb. I should have said that too. And then what you do is let that go cold. And honestly, the rhubarb will keep for about a week in your fridge, but it's actually nicer the next day. So this is something you definitely have to make ahead.
Mm.
The rhubarb. And Marty, even the rhubarb, forget about the panna cotta. This is gorgeous when you hear this. Remove the cinnamon stick, put the rhubarb on its own with some natural yogurt and granola. It's beautiful for breakfast.
Oh, what a great idea.
Really is lovely.
Yeah, it's a lovely
Once
idea.
It's soft, not mushy, soft and it's cooked. No, nothing worse than it undercooked.
Oh, it's just
raw. It's not nice.
Awful. It's like eating. Yeah, well, it won't.
You're right.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's stringy, isn't it? It's
yeah, it is.
Nice.
Yeah, it's absolutely
I totally
horrible.
Agree with you. And like you think probably, you know, my mother used to make a rhubarb tart, which was gorgeous.
I know.
Like a rhubarb is a beautiful. A lot of people grow it nowadays,
I know,
which
yeah.
is great.
Yeah, I have great memories of that too. The rhubarb tarts were beautiful.
And then the panna cotta on the side and your lovely poached rhubarb and sure.
You're home and dry.
Hobbs,
you're That's
wrinkled.
Gorgeous. The summer desserts, well, it's summer fruit crumble with citrus mascarpone cream and then the buttermilk panna cotta with poached rhubarb. I love that. And I was trying to think of a tune. while you were doing it. There's so many ingredients all over the shop.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there was something that was common to both.
Go on.
Cinnamon.
Oh.
And I thought, do you have any songs about cinnamon? No. We know a song about cinnamon. But there is a song.
Go on.
Why? Oh, what's her name? It'll come to me now in a minute. Nina Simone.
Yeah.
And it's called Sinner Man, which is practically cinnamon, isn't it?
That's pretty.
And if you listen to it very quickly,
what
you would
you
think
like?
It was cinnamon. But it's
you
not.
Are
it's
the best.
Sinner Man. That good, isn't it?
Just on your feet, you can
That's
think
good.
Like that.
Yeah, it's astonishing. Yeah. And particularly on the rates they pay me. You know.
Which isn't half enough, by the way.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, as was my current wife. In the meantime, if you want these recipes, RTE Lyric FM, the finest station known to mankind, and it's Marty in the Morning and Daily Sit. So that's the two desserts, summer desserts, so to say, and Cinnamon to come. It's great, isn't it?
Brilliant. I love it.
Nonsense. Here it is, Miss Nina Simone. Safe journey home, my friend.
See you next
Black
week.
Line and
Thank
all
you so much, as
How
always.
How are your lovely children?
They're absolutely
well?
Brilliant.
What are they now? Yeah. 25, isn't
no,
it?
No, not yet.
What age are your children?
They're 12.
Now? They're 12.
And they're going into first year now in a few weeks' time, at the end of the month. I know, Marty. I know.
Don't How are you
there.
Feeling about that?
I'm absolutely delighted.
Of course you are.
Same school we went to, Manor Hampton.
Oh, for heaven.
Well looked after. Manor Hampton, St. Clair's Comprehensive.
But isn't that like a big,
yeah.
Oh,
do you
big
remember?
Step, yeah.
My God.
It's a think? Very big step when
it
that
is.
Happens.
It is.
Yeah. My heart.
Oh, I look good.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Good man yourself. We get to cinnamon in a second. But first, this.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Now, Orla, final check this morning.
The last
before
one.
Before everybody goes out there and enjoys what bit of sunshine we have for today.
It's sunny.
It is.
Is
sunny.
It?
Yeah.
Stop.
And then, yeah, but only for... The shock in your voice is astonishing, but it's only for a while.
Oh.
And then the rain will be in. But anyway, it's... We'll
I, don't, I don't mind. I'm working the weekend anyway, so
oh,
it's
okay,
allowed
fine,
to rain.
Thanks.
It can rain if it
mind,
wants.
Don't mind us. We'll be fine. Thanks. So, final roundup. What have we got?
So we're going to start in Dublin, and the Finglas Road is slow inbound from Wellmont Road right up to the Clearwater Shopping Centre. The Swords Road has a queue between Clontarf College and Griffith Avenue. And just a reminder that the car parks at Dublin Airport are sold out this weekend, so if you don't have a booking, do make alternative parking plans. Elsewhere in Limerick, the Kilmallock Road is still busy near Rossmore, and there's also a stop-go system in Limerick on Patrickswell Main Street for resurfacing works. And finally in Cork, there's a stop-go system causing delays on Station Road in Ballincollig, and that's in place until 6 o'clock this evening. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
Fair enough. Listen, have a lovely weekend working.
Thanks.
And I'll be thinking of you often.
Well, I do hope it's not raining so you get to go outside.
But thank you for your kindness. See you soon.
Chat to you later.
Thanks, Orla. It's 9:23, and here's, because it goes on for weeks, here's a little taster of cinnamon from Nina Simone.